In this bulletin, the latest news poll puts Labor on track to win the federal election. Pro-Palestinian activists protest outside the Eurovision inauguration event in Israel. And Manchester City claims the English Premier League title. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. New polling suggests Labor is on track to win Saturday's federal election. The news poll posted in the Australian newspaper shows the Labor Party is leading 51-49% on a two-party preferred basis. The coalition's primary vote has risen to 39% and Labor's to 37%. Opposition leader Bill Shorten's personal approval rating is up 3 points to 38%, while Scott Morrison's has dropped slightly to 45%. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister will continue campaigning in Sydney today, where he will focus on housing affordability, talking up plans to help younger Australians buy their first homes. A re-elected coalition government would offer loan guarantees for first home buyers so they could buy properties with deposits of just 5% of the price. Mr. Morrison used the Liberal Party's federal election campaign launch on Sunday to announce the plans.
This will make a big difference, cutting the time taken to save for a deposit by at least half and more. This will work by the government's National Housing Finance and Investment Corporation that I established as Treasurer, supporting these first home borrowers. That will include guaranteeing to approved applicants the additional loan amount taken out by the first home buyer to cover the difference between the lower deposit of, say, 5% and the 20% of the value of that property.
But soon after the announcement, Labor moved quickly to match the idea. Labor is turning their focus to anger over cuts in the coalition's 2014 budget, marking the anniversary with a fresh attack on Prime Minister Scott Morrison. 5 years on, Labor leader Bill Shorten is resurrecting scathing criticism suggesting the so-called savage budget has locked in 2 terms of cuts to schools, hospitals, pensions and essential services. It's part of a national campaign by the party which will include new material for candidates to hand out, an advertisement and social media attacks about the budget. A group of pro-Palestinian activists have protested outside Eurovision's inauguration event in the Israel city of Tel Aviv. About a dozen protesters sat on the road blindfolded, some wearing T-shirts reading Free Palestine, to protest against what they say is Israel's poor treatment of Palestinians. Israeli police were forced to move them on as contestants from 41 countries, including Australia, walked an orange carpet for the opening ceremony. This activist explains why she's taking part.
We're here to protest culture washing, to say no to sparkles and glitter while Palestinians are under occupation, and to stand in solidarity with Gazans calling for the right of return.
A Palestinian-led BDS movement, which promotes boycotts, divestment and sanctions against Israel, has been calling on performers to pull out of the contest. At least 6 people, including a priest, have been killed during a church mass in Dablo in northern Burkina Faso. At least 30 attackers then burned down the church. Jihadist violence has flared in Burkina Faso since 2016, and this is the 3rd attack on a church in 5 weeks. To sport and in the EPL, Manchester City has retained their Premier League title after surviving a scare to come from behind and outclass Brighton 4-1. It was a must-win game as any slip-up could let in their relentless pursuers, Liverpool, who were hosting Wolves at Anfield. Sergio Aguero helped his side to equalise inside 83 seconds and Aymeric Laporte put City ahead before half-time. Then Riyad Mahrez scored and it was a spectacular 72nd-minute free kick which sparked wild celebrations.
Michael Oliver's happy now and it's Gundogan over the wall and in! Fantastic! A 4th goal for Manchester City! And now the celebrations can begin in Brighton.
The result means heartbreak for Liverpool, who are chasing a first championship title in 29 years, as the top two finished with a record 195 points combined. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 23. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 19. Melbourne, also partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Hobart, late showers, becoming windy, 19. Morning fog and light frost in Canberra, 17 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 21. The same in Sydney, 23. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 23. Brisbane, much the same, 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 28. And Darwin, sunny, 32. I'm Michelle Rimmer, and that was SBS News.